We've been thinking a lot about social media, too. In 2013, we saw it weave its way into our own global conversation. Here at The World, we use it to spot trends, follow stories, and find sources. I'm joined now by The World's Tori Starr, who monitors global trends on social media for the show. And yesterday, Tori asked our followers to name their favorite world stories from 2013. Tori, what did you find?
A lot of people loved our school year reporting. A lot of people loved our Syria coverage.
And the school year reporting was the school in South Africa that Anders Kelto has been following.
That's right. One thing that stuck out for me was Facebook fan Caesar Melkor said that he loved a report by our own Clark Boyd, who talked about how soldiers make coffee and the lengths that soldiers go to make coffee while deployed. It was an interview with two former Marines who had written a book about this.
They would take small bits of C4 from Claymore mines, and they would use that as like a campfire stove. If you use too much of it, the whole thing just explodes, and you blow up your coffee setup and hopefully not yourself. But if you can get the right amount of C4 and sort of burn it, just a little bit of it, you can have great coffee.
Wow. These are soldiers, say, in Afghanistan or Iraq.
That's right. So we did this story about coffee, and we just asked our community of veterans on text message if they had this experience as well. And we got so many responses back on all the creative ways that they'd made coffee. One such response was from Travis Neese in California, who said that he pulls the packet of Instant Joe from the MRE, pours it into his mouth, then rinses it down with water from the canteen, sometimes adding a sugar packet.
Move over cowboy coffee. That sounds even more raw. So what about our newsroom? I know that you asked all of us to cite our favorite stories, and what did people come up with?
We actually have a map on PRI.org where we mapped our different newsroom responses. And you can actually go through the map of the world and click on different locations where you can see stories that we've reported from. One of my favorites that we mapped yesterday, this was a story from Marine Olivesi that she did in Syria. This was about a Syrian city that was really devastated from the violence. And she paints this really, really chilling picture of these children playing soccer out on the streets in Syria.
We walk away from the main street and continue our visit. Birds chirp, kids run after a soccer ball, and then
we just heard these half dozen rockets, but what's really striking is that there's no reaction from anyone around. No one is running for cover. These couple of kids continue driving the bicycle. They tell me that part of it has to do with the fact that they're just so used to it by now.
So how did social media help continue the conversation once these stories had aired or been seen on the web?
Well, we're really working on developing communities around these conversations, and social media is a really good place to have these conversations. As you heard before on the show, Ritu Chatterjee has been doing a lot of reporting on gender violence in India, especially after the gang rape case in last December. We've been having a conversation around the hashtag WorldGender, and it's not just India. All over the world, people are having these conversations, and we've really been able to have that conversation around that hashtag.
Yeah, it's really just effectively extending our reach, beyond a radio audience to a truly global audience.
Absolutely.
I notice that a lot in my own work. I mean, I'm on Twitter and most of my followers are not from the U.S. So, Tori, your own highlight from 2013?
Well, I think one of the more fun things that we did with social media and generating conversation was with our What's for Lunch series that we did in the summer. And this series was really about the food that we're eating and how climate change is changing what we're eating and what we're thinking about what we're eating. So we did an Instagram campaign around the hashtag What's for Lunch. And we had people submit photos of their food, but we asked them to go one step further and really write why what they're eating has changed because of climate change or because of a growing sense of responsibility that they have.
So Tori, it's now 2014. What are you excited about?
Well, I'm really excited about two initiatives that we're doing. One of our big pushes is with our human needs reporting, and human needs is really our coverage of global health and global development. Another big push that we're doing is telling stories of immigrants in America through our Global Nation coverage. And one thing that's really important is that this conversation is a two-way conversation. We're not just producing content, we're listening to people. So we've developed this hashtag, which we're hoping is going to be used as a portal. So if you use the hashtag YourWorld, we're listening to people that use this hashtag and your ideas for future reporting. And we're really hoping to bring our listeners and our fans into the conversation.
Hear that, listeners? Hashtag YourWorld. Tori Starr is the world's social media producer. Thanks so much, Tori.
Thanks, Carol. Happy New Year.
Thank you.